This is GQDN for Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Diablo news, what Mattel is doing, and some Xbox news. But today, we start with a lawsuit. And it comes from PlayStationLifestyle.net. And Sony did file a copyright claim against The Last Hope Dead Zone Survival because that was apparently a knockoff of Naughty Dog's Last of Us. So the YouTube trailer is gone, and so is the game on Switch from the eShop because that was a copyright infringement. At which there's not much more to be said about that, but The Last of Us did inspire different developers to try to create a game like The Last of Us, and so did the God of War ones. Now we go to some nominations for the eSports Awards, and this is brought to us from sportskedia.com. Now, this goes for SA2, eSports, and Mortal. And it'll be for 2023. It'll be hosted by Zoic, and that is the most technology advanced and innovative nightclub in Las Vegas. So at Esports Awards, did say on Twitter, quote, "The finalists for Esports Contender Creator of the Year are Liquid HBox, LoudGG, Scump, The Score Esports, Tribo Agolis, Salus Sports, Judas Sloth, OTK Network, Last Free Nation, IW Dominate. The Esports Content Creator of the Year is Hungrybox, Loud, Scomp, The Score Esports, Tribute Gales, Sill Esports, Andrew Jittlesloth, One True King OTK, Last Free Nation, and Christian's IW Dominate Riveria. And the Esports Personality of the Year will be Scomp, Ludwig Agrin, Gullis, Moist, Disguised Toast, Nabru, H3GZ, Mortal, and Loud Victor. So then they do show you how to also vote on the Esports Awards. And you can vote tomorrow and every day after that until November 20th. So go vote. Now we go to TheVerge.com, and they're saying that Microsoft is testing its Xbox Live Gold replacement. So what's going to replace it? It'll be the Xbox Game Pass Core. And this actually does come after its price update, because Xbox Game Pass Ultimate did move from $15 to $17, so up by $2. But the Xbox Game Pass Core will have the usual console multiplayer support and the deals and discounts. And it'll have a new small catalog of more than 25 games, which would include Psychonauts 2, Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice, State of Decay 2, and Doom Eternal. Now what Lily Wang did say, quote, "The full library will become accessible at launch on September 14th. You will also start to see Xbox Live Gold branding updated to Game Pass Core." So there will be that. But it's not just that. Xbox is going to Gamescom. This comes to us from GamesRadar.com, but what will they bring? Well, they said on Twitter at Xbox UK, "Hey Gamescom, we're heading your way with our largest booth yet, the latest console and PC games, live stream direct from the show floor, Xbox Fan Fest, and more." So, what could they bring? Interesting, 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 I'd say. We'll keep an eye on it. But what Engadget.com did say was, if you have Xbox, you could stream directly to Discord. So you don't need Twitch and you don't need YouTube. But you can let your friends see what you're playing as you're in the channel is Discord. To do this, you'll need to connect your Xbox to Discord in the connections menu on your desktop or the mobile app. All you have to do is click on the Xbox logo and sign into your Microsoft account. From there, you can just stream your game. Well, if they're gonna do it, we'll keep an eye on it. But PlayStation wasn't going to sit lightly, because they released the top three games that has been selling on PlayStation 5. at which over the last month was indeed Diablo 4. Diablo 4 is the fastest selling game that Activision Blizzard has had. So that's why it took the top spot. Final Fantasy 16 took the second spot, exclusive only to PlayStation, for now. And Capcom Street Fighter 6 took the third spot, but right now is the 10th best-selling game in 2023, right now. So, we'll keep an eye on this as usual. But Nintendo said we went into the news too. So, Nintendo did restore Mario Kart 8 and Splatoon. This comes to us from IGN.com, and those two games took a few months off. But according to the Nintendo website, quote, in March 2023, Nintendo paused network services for the Wii U games Splatoon and Mario Kart 8 to address vulnerability related to online play. The issue has now been fixed, and we will resume online play for these games based on the schedule below. Please accept our sincere apologies for the extended waiting period. If further issues occur, which makes it difficult to continue supporting online play, we may have to discontinue the online play service for the Wii U games Splatoon and Mario Kart 8 at short notice. Should this occur, please note that the offline play would continue to function normally. End quote. Okay. Now, Destructoid did say that Alone in the Dark now has a collector's edition with a very creepy teaser. So I didn't watch it. Maybe I should have. But you can watch it and see what happened. But anyway, the collector's edition will have some bonus material to it, including a statue, and a miniature, a steel bookcase for the game, and some DLC, which would include Directo 1992 costume pack, so you can check out the trailer for the special edition. Cool. Now we go to Sonic. Comes to us from NintendoEverything.com, and they're looking to make a new enemy called Trip. So Takashi Iizuka did some talking, quote, when speaking with Naoto Oshimura-san about making new game together, we wanted to have a new story. We thought about it, well, what story can we have? The characters are going to be there, and this is going to play out. We're talking about that. We really need a new character for the story. We need to introduce a new character, and we don't just want to have a character with no background and nothing going on that, just going boop bop in the world. We really want to show a character with some kind of unique characteristics, some character backgrounds, some storytelling elements that are going to make the character unique and stand out a bit, and be a character that people can relate and empathize with, enjoy as a character in the world. Not just because they're there, but because they mean something in the world. We sent visuals back and forth and had an ongoing dialogue with the personality that should be like ideas up for the character's actions and themes, like Armored Lizard or Burrows. I worked on the design while discussing the ideas of Zika-san. When you look at her, obviously she's covered in armor, and the reason why she's covered in armor in the game is the base of her character is a sun gazer lizard in English and Japanese, and more direct, literally armored lizard in Japanese. But the sun gazer is that animal that was being referenced for the Dane of Trip. So you can go check it out on Switch this fall. Now, once again, according to Nintendo Everything, there's a puzzle platformer called Mirrored Souls that's coming to Switch this month. So, very interesting, because you can bullet point, control Revy and Daru at the same time in a mirrored world in a quest to reunite them. Pay attention to them as their movements mirror each other, but they live in separate worlds. Enjoy the hand-drawn world of Mirrored Souls, inspired by Studio Ghibli's movies and games such as Gris or Journey. Travelers portals to help Revy Daru reunite, and some majority levels have been designed to relax way so players can reflect not only the moves that get to the next level and plot as well, without having to worry about the clock running out of time. experience the philosophical story about the cinema or dilemma between the fleeting nature of life and love. That's why I don't edit things. But we do end today with a good note, a really good note, because if you're interested, Mattel could pay you $4,444 a week. Why? Because they're looking for a chief Uno player. Now, there's some details here. The salary of $4,440 a week will only be for 4 weeks. But if you do the math on that, that's almost $20,000. Almost. So since you'll be working for 4 days a week for 4 hours a day, but if you want to apply for this position, Mattel is asking them, or will be asking you, to make a TikTok that lists best Uno memory, the best reverse card moment, their favorite vision of Uno, and so on. The winner will play Uno at various locations in New York City, with particular focus on playing Uno Quattro. They'll be trusted with starring in live streams, teaching strangers how to play the game, and creating all types of Uno content. So if you're interested, you will have to submit your bid before 12 a.m. Pacific time. That's 3 a.m. EST on August 11th. So you got 9 days to get it done. So go have fun. Play Uno. As you know, Uno is a game that we play. You find all that about here at CryptQuest. And we do play games as Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some Uno, people.